Hi, welcome to our podcast. We are music students from the University of New South Wales. This podcast has been created to meet the requirements of the MUSC 4102 course project. Pop music can be heard almost anywhere. You hear it on the radio when you're on your way to work, when you're browsing in shopping centres, even when you're scrolling through TikTok. The total value of the recording industry in 2020 was $21.6 billion. That's such a big number. Although pop music may not be everyone's cup of tea, it is a big industry with lots of active listeners. Pop music is quite diverse too. There's songs about pretty much anything. You can find songs about breakup, narcissism, hating the ex. Well, also there's so many different styles and so many songs to choose from. But then, as students studying in Sydney and being someone with Asian heritage, we questioned if any Asian representation was present in Western pop music industry. Sure, statistically, maybe there are less Western music artists with Asian backgrounds in the industry. From now on, we will refer to Western pop music artists with Asian backgrounds as Asian artists. Maybe it is just hard to find them. We're strictly talking about Asian artists in the Western pop music industry, not artists such as BTS or Blackpink. However, from the top of my head, I actually could not think of any artists in the Western pop music industry with Asian background. We all agreed. How could this be a challenge in this world of diversity? This questioning catalyzed our project. Is it just in our minds, or do we actually see less Asian representation in the Western pop music industry? So, we decided to give ourselves a sanity check. We sent around some surveys to students of UNSW to ask them what they thought about this matter. Well, they seem to all agree. Maybe they are underrepresented. Well, maybe they are not. We wanted to see what others thought and what Asian artists thought. We do believe that they are underrepresented. So, we would like to share some songs released by artists with Asian background that we think needs more exposure. We would like to tell you why we think these songs are special. Embracing diversity is, perhaps, a notion forced upon everyone in our modern world of globalization. Anti-discrimination acts and the idea of ethics prevent most acts of overt discrimination in the society. Stemming from this, we may say that racism does not exist anymore. It is true that the world is a better place than before, but we cannot say racism is gone. Some discrimination is harder to point out. We believe this can be observed from the list of popular songs we see on the top charts. Here are some songs written by Western artists of Asian backgrounds that we think should be included in the mainstream radio. It's mixed with popular artists of today because we want to focus on the inclusivity of Asian artists, not for these artists to, well, just take over.